Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW, is an independent organization. Its goals include getting rid of the chemical weapons that some countries have made and helping protect people from them. And on the same day that the U.S., the U.K., and France launched airstrikes against the Syrian government for its alleged use of chemical weapons in the town of Douma, investigators from the OPCW arrived in the Syrian capital, and they'd been waiting to get access to Douma. The attack on April 7th killed 75 people. The World Health Organization says 500 others were treated with symptoms that a chemical weapons attack would cause. The United Nations bans the use of chemical weapons in war, but the OPCW says it's seen more than 390 accusations of chemical weapons use in Syria since 2014. Western leaders blame the Syrian government for using them in Douma. Syria and its ally Russia have strongly denied it, and the OPCW team is trying to find out what the truth is. The U.S. is concerned that Russia might have tampered with evidence at the site of the alleged attack, and the U.K. has accused Russia and Syria of keeping OPCW inspectors from entering Douma. While they wait and hope to get access to the site, CNN's Arwa Damon recently spoke to survivors of the alleged attack. Their story shows how even those who live carry the scars of war in their memory.